Well, let's be honest. As Father David Nix told me in my interview with him last week, Mike, a lot of this that's being done right now is going to be condemned in the future.
Yep.
He goes, So trads should stop losing their minds over it and just concentrate on their own holiness, because this is all going to be condemned. And if it's not, then there is no church. And we know that that can't happen, so it's all going to be condemned. It may not happen in our lifetime, but it will be condemned.
Well, I think it will. I think it will. I think it'll happen in our lifetime. I mean, one of the things we were talking about the conclave initially. Now, I want to be clear. Before I say any of this, I want to be very clear. I am not advocating or promoting the idea that Pope Francis is not the Pope. Okay? I want to be very clear about that. However, there is enough room for us to be concerned about that possibility, all right? There is enough of a dubia, shall we say, for us to at least explore the possibility that maybe Pope Benedict's abdication was not valid. And that is a possibility.
I've seen that case made in writing.
Yeah, I've seen it made, too. I'm not sure that I'd buy it. But there is enough evidence and enough there for us to at least, A, be concerned, and B, explore the evidence and consider the consequences. This is an unusual situation. So in an unusual situation, we have an obligation to use our God-given brains to look at the evidence. It doesn't mean you're being disloyal to the church in order to look, okay? It also doesn't mean you're being disloyal to the Pope. In fact, it is a loyalty to the Pope in order to examine certain conditions. So in examining these conditions, one of the concerns that I see coming up is, well, Pope Francis is stacking the College of Cardinals so that when the time comes, they can elect somebody who would be him as the successor.
Right.
One of the things that I've been hearing, or at least people have been speculating, is that Pope Francis is waiting for Pope Benedict to die so that he will then resign, and then the College of Cardinals will elect Pope Francis II, whoever that is. Now, just consider this. I'm not saying that this is the case, but if for some reason the abdication of Pope Benedict was invalid, if it was invalid, I'm not saying it is, but if it was, then when Pope Benedict dies, Pope Francis, by virtue of being in the office itself, would become the de facto pope. He would be the pope. And if he then immediately resigned, he would remain the pope. And if he didn't resign properly and had some sort of quasi-resignation, that a lot of the speculation is that Pope Benedict only half resigned. He said, resigning from active ministry, but still maintained the mark of the Petrine ministry, which is a very odd phraseology. And that's where a lot of this is hinged on. I can't say one way or another that it is the case, but it's an intriguing idea nonetheless. But if Pope Francis then resigned in a strange way, similar to that of Pope Benedict, and that also meant that he maintained the Petrine office, but his successor would not be the Pope, then you would have a line of succession now where the mark of infallibility does not fall upon the Pope, or at least the man who sits on the throne with the appearance of the Pope. You see where this goes?
No, I don't. This is messed up, man. So
it is messed up. But what you would wind up happening is having a legitimate Pope who is being tucked in a corner somewhere. He's the real Pope. He's tucked in a corner. And then you have a pretender sitting on the throne. And that pretender is not protected by the mark.
Well,
and so therefore, he's free to do all kinds of things, weird and wonky things.
So, okay. Well, now I see that part of the conspiracy nugget there. This has happened before.
I mean, sort of.
Well,
not in a very
not exactly as okay, not exactly as you just described it, but in a similar fashion, there has been an anti-pope I think around the time of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, and around around the time of Saint Catherine of Siena, that had to be corrected. Somebody had to go in there and just said, "Hey, no, I'm the Holy Father."